Well, now to another budget spending measure that the federal government is pre-announcing today. Tonight's budget is to include $131 million for telecommunications companies to help them to store their customers' phone and internet records as required under the federal government's data retention scheme. This funding is part of another boost to national security measures in tonight's federal budget, but it's likely to cover less than half the costs associated with the mandatory data retention policy. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The federal government says another $450 million will be spent on national security in this year's budget. Combined with the $630 million boost announced for security agencies late last year, it means well over $1 billion has been allocated since the last budget. The Assistant Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says combating terrorism at home and abroad is an important priority for the government.
We'll be investing more money tonight in ensuring that our agencies, whether they're ASIO or the AFP or other crime-fighting agencies, are well equipped to deal with the threat that we face.
$22 million will go towards combating extremist propaganda and online recruitment by terrorist organisations. But the Greens Senator Scott Ludlam questions whether the government's funding the right programs.
There doesn't appear to be any additional funding for de-radicalisation programs and the kind of thing that actually does prevent people, increasingly young people and even children, from joining these violent jihadist movements.
The $450 million in new funding includes the government's contribution to the cost of putting in place a mandatory scheme for telecommunications companies to store Australians' phone and internet records for 2 years. $131 million will be provided to help telcos meet the additional cost. The Greens' Scott Ludlam again.
I don't know that the amount is a particular surprise to anybody, but this, on behalf of the Abbott government and the Labor Party, is a $130 million internet tax, which will be coming directly from taxpayers so that they can be spied upon, so that they can effectively be surveilled.
Telcos had been waiting to find out how much the government was willing to contribute. The government had commissioned PricewaterhouseCoopers to provide an estimate of how much the scheme would cost the industry. It estimated capital costs would fall between a range of $188 million to $319 million. Smaller telcos are worried the cost of retaining the data will make it difficult for them to compete in the marketplace. John Stanton from the Australian Communications Alliance represents many of the companies in the telco industry.
$130 million is certainly more than a token contribution, but at the midpoint of those estimates, it's roughly 50%. At the upper point of those estimates, the government contribution would be not much more than a third of the total cost.
Do you have a precise idea yet of how much it is going to cost ISP and telcos to implement this scheme, or is that something that's still being worked through?
Nobody has a precise idea of that. The range that TWC identified was in the order of hundreds of millions of dollars between the upper and the lower points. We're working through with the government at the moment the implementation of the regime. I think it's really only as it comes into place and we have operational experience that we'll really know what the full cost is.
And so do you hope this is perhaps something of a down payment by the government rather than its final contribution?
Look, I'd certainly be happy to fertilise that idea, but we've had no indication from government that it proposes to put its hand in its pocket again.
A concern you've expressed earlier is about smaller organisations or smaller telcos and ISPs having a disproportionate burden. Does that need to be taken into account in the distribution of these funds within your industry?
I think it certainly does. And the government hasn't yet said anything about how it proposes to allocate these funds among several hundred service providers who will be captured by the regime. So I think we're up for a pretty healthy debate among the different types of service providers in the industry as to what's the best and fairest way to share out that money.
Given that, as you say, this may fall as low as about half of the estimated cost of the scheme, should consumers expect to pay higher costs because of the data retention scheme to their ISPs and telcos?
Well, there certainly will be additional costs on service providers, and there's always a risk that some or all of that lands at the feet of consumers. I think what's important now is that government and industry work together very constructively to try and make sure that the additional costs inherent in the scheme are minimised, because that's in the interest of everybody and particularly consumers.
That's John Stanton from the Australian Communications Alliance, ending Naomi Woodley's report.